is Sabbath, March 17th. Welcome back, everyone. This is your devotional for youth. I hope that you're having a fantastic day. Remember, today is a more special day than usual, because on this day, the Lord rested from all the creation of the world, and He said that we should also rest. So today, do that, worship Him, and remember His creation. The title is The Great Definer. My Bible reading comes from James chapter 1, verse 17, and it says, "Whatever is good and perfect comes to us from God above, who created all heaven's lights. Unlike them, He never changes or casts shifting shadows." You may have never heard of Noah Webster, but you probably heard of his dictionary. In 1828, Noah, at the age of 70, published his American Dictionary of the English Language. Today, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary includes more than 200,000 definitions. But before Webster defined words, before words were even printed on a page, God defined moral truth. Everything that is good and perfect comes down to us from God. He is the God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is He. Deuteronomy 32:4. Moral truth isn't something He decides or makes up definition for off the top of His head. Truth is something He is. It is His very nature that defines moral truth and all that is good. Truth is, the reason honesty is right and deceit is wrong is because God is true. The reason love is a virtue and hated is a vice is because God is love. The reason fidelity in marriage is honorable and cheating on a spouse is immoral is because God is faithful and pure. Everything that is moral, right, good, and beautiful is defined and measured up against the great definer, God Himself. My prayer, I'm so glad that knowing moral truth is knowing you and who you are. That means your truth isn't a set of cold rules to follow, but a person with whom I can have a close relationship. Thank you that you are a relational God who defines moral truth so I can tell right from wrong. You are my great definer. Help me share this truth with someone today. Amen. Remember this. Have an amazing Sabbath. See you tomorrow.